Well, to begin with, brethren, once again, we'd like to say good morning to all, and we're all our dear brethren, and give you our warm welcome from your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia. And we're very thankful that you are here with us as we jointly desire to be filled with more of the Lord's Spirit in these very difficult times. And so it's with a desire to strengthen our faith structure and to build up one another in this hour of temptation in which we are living that we have selected Revelation 3 verse 10 as our convention theme text. And to realize that it is now the hour of temptation, which is trying the whole world. But inside of that, it also serves to accomplish the testing of the last members of the body, those feet members, which will comprise the final number to complete the body of Christ. And we've selected a companion text, which is Luke 21, verse 19. And using the Diaglot translation, we find it admonishes us to possess our souls, the souls which has the thought of possessing or controlling our lives, and done by one thing, by patient endurance. Patient endurance of the experiences that the Lord permits to come upon us to prove those that will be fully faithful to their covenant by sacrifice. I'm sure that you, as well as I, have come across several occasions where our pastor speaks of patient endurance. And in his remarks, he often identifies it as the final test that each of the Lord's saints must faithfully pass to receive a full reward. And so, realizing this, we're looking forward to the panel discussion, which will address these texts. And the panel members will offer us their thoughts on how we might be more than overcomers of the fear and instability in the world that is around us today. I think as we see in the news media and others areas that the nations of the world and their leaders are struggling to gain some control over those things that vex them every day. Wars, human rights demands, climate change that results in droughts, floods, wildfires, a pandemic disease, financial depressions, social injustices, and that's just to name a few. Yes, brethren, I think we all see these world events going on, convulsing as spasms that are the harbinger of the birth of a new social order, the full establishment of the Lord's kingdom of righteousness. And so we recognize that these scenes of stress upon the present order are doing and working in effect upon the world. But as we are in the same world, they are likewise having an effect on us. And that reminds me of a scripture that tells us that when we begin to see these things come to pass, we should be lifting up our heads and rejoicing for the realization that our deliverance draweth nigh. We want to thank all the speakers who have labored to prepare the lessons that will be provided for us as encouragement. That's the encouragement we very much need in these times. And we want to also thank all the brethren who have labored in technical support and all the brethren that have prayed for the blessing of this convention for each of us that is able to partake of it. And so all of these have come together to allow, by the Lord's arrangement, the partaking of this convention in a virtual format. And so again, dear brethren, we welcome each of you, and we do trust the Lord will bless us for the effort that we're putting forth, with the desire to draw near to him in spirit and in truth.